Hello.
Hello.
This is Incompletely Articulate. It is being made by Filthy and Arcadian Lady, this voice and that voice you are about to hear.
Okay, this is episode 36 of our podcast, which I'm sure by now you know is where we will each perform for you something we've written in the last week. So, Phil, it's your turn to go first. Do you want to tell us about your thing?
You know how last week you sort of felt like you shouldn't apologise for it?
Yes.
Yeah, that.
Okay.
This isn't a poem you might study at school. They taught you rules to analyse, but try as you might, you won't find anything to write your essay about. This isn't a poem with form or metre. It wasn't written before you were born. It hides its rhymes and shame. It won't stand the test of time. This isn't a poem you'd read in a book. No one took the time or wasted ink in thinking it worthy of a press. The earth says another tree. This isn't a poem you'd hear on a stage. If you'd not waste a page, then don't insult the ear. You'll never hear it again once this is through. Between me and you, you'll not be missing out. This isn't a poem you might hear on the street. There's no beat and no harmonic interest. It's alarmingly bereft of musicality. You can't use it as a soundtrack. This isn't a poem you might receive in a card. You may scoff, but expressing emotions is hard enough without the pressure of blandness capturing universality. This isn't a poem with something to say. It doesn't demand to be repeated. It doesn't beg to be shared. You won't quote it on a t-shirt. You can't hold it up on a placard or as an example. It holds no heart. It holds no place in yours. It holds no art or technique. It holds no know-how or entertainment value. It holds no truth so universal it begs to be written in bold high letters on the nearest publicly visible wall. This isn't a poem at all.
Wow. Yeah, that was kind of all apology, but without apologising. That was really interesting.
Yeah, because I, much as your thing last week, and you were all feeling how you didn't have words, and I really felt like I didn't have words, or at least, you know, I could sort of make some words come, but they weren't worth being words.
Right, okay.
And so, yeah, I mean, there's a bit of craft in it, and it's a bit of an exercise, but it's a writing about not writing.
Yes, but I think you've disguised that quite well. Because even though it's kind of, it's almost so obviously about that, that it sort of doesn't become about that anymore. It's kind of almost like if you just heard it and didn't hear, like, the backlog of our poems and how sometimes we write about writing or not writing, it could also be about, like, just this specific type of poetry, like how it's kind of almost like throwaway, like we'll do something for a week and then we'll do something new, rather than it being something that's kind of been kept for years.
Yeah, because it's sort of a poem about what a poem should be and the various things.
Should being in parentheses.
Well, I think there it expresses various things about what a poem might be, should be.
Yes.
In comparing itself unfavourably to them.
Mm.
And you might compare even some of our better things unfavourably in some of these extents, but this is...
Yeah, because the things that you've outlined as, like, what poems might or ought or should be, like, they're quite hardcore things, like, to be in, you know, an anthology for school and to be sort of still read after someone's dead and stuff. Like, they're, you know, that's quite extreme level of poetry.
Yes, but then I think that the bit that I did at the end... I kind of feel that either a poem has to be that, or a poem has to at least have something that it's trying to impart.
Yes, some authenticity about something.
Yeah, there's an extent to which, although these podcasts have sat around on the internet for months, is pretty throwaway.
Mm.
All of the stuff, even some of the stuff I'm really proud of, because of the form, is fairly throwaway.
Yes.
Whereas this, I feel, is sort of even more far away, and it's sort of deliberately even more far away.
Mm. But I think that the craft does still shine through, and I think it's still quite good. That's really lukewarm praise, but
still
I do
quite
like
good.
It.
I will more than take.
Okay.
Anyway, what can I expect from you?
Okay, so mine is a bit shorter than that. I didn't realise until after I'd sort of written it out a couple of times that we'd mentioned in the past how quite, like, stylistically me things were to start lines with, like, and but. And then I realised that the first line starts with but, so it kind of just launches in off of a conversation. But I tried to sort of capture the other side of it, and I just couldn't. So I thought, maybe this is said enough. But I need tangible things. Photographs and branch receipts. Because when it's 3 a.m. and I'm crying, and your scent has faded from my skin, I still feel alone. Something I can hold in my hands and clutch to my chest, something I can pretend is a part of you, when I still feel alone. Sometimes you disappoint me or make me feel unsure, but at the end of each day that I feel worthless and small, I want you. Even when it's 3 a.m. and I'm crying, and your scent has faded from my skin, and I still feel alone, but I want you.
Oh my days, but that's good.
Oh, thank you.
There's that whole thing that I know I feel, that when you find it hard to love yourself, it's really hard to believe that somebody else loves you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you've not got them there demonstrating it.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's sort of what I felt was the underlying cut of this. Am I reading too much into that?
No. That's exactly, what it's about. And kind of just, like you can remind yourself that, like, you still want that person, that they still want you, but if they're not there, there's not, like, constant reassurance, then I find it very easy to go, well, I must have just misinterpreted everything, and this really can't be what I thought it was.
Sounds really pathetic and needy and selfish.
I am pathetic and needy and selfish.
But, you know, that sounds human.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I do think everyone kind of feels that to some extent. Obviously, some more than others.
Yes. Yeah, but the honesty in it is massively affecting, ultimately. You know, it seemed like it was a thing that would be hard to say.
Yes. Yeah, I think it was. I think the original, like, first couple of lines I wrote on my phone because I wrote them in the middle of the night when I couldn't sleep. And then I was like, right, and then sort of came back to it and then sort of wrote it out by hand and tried to sort of make something out of it.
Because often the things that are most worth saying are the things that are hardest to say.
Yes. Annoyingly, that is true.
That's what makes people go, wow, I wish I'd said that. Or I wish I'd said that in that way. Because they've never been able to find your own way of saying it. Because you can't.
There's a thing you won't
let yourself say, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's kind of, like, even though it's kind of painfully honest in parts, I think it's a nice step up from the last week's thing about sort of not being able to write. And I felt like last week's kind of never really got to the heart of the issue because I couldn't find it. That was the point of the poem. Whereas this one, I feel like it's all the heart of it. Like, there's no pissing about. It's just,
yeah,
this is how I feel. And I haven't sugarcoated it.
I mean, it's sort of done through implication, but it's still really laid out there.
Yeah.
Which is a thing you do well.
Thank you.
Should we plug that?
Yeah, let's plug.
We're on Twitter at incompletelyart.
And we're on Tumblr at incompletelyarticulate.tumblr.com.
You can put a thumb on us on the Facebook if you search for us.
And if you do a search in iTunes, then you can subscribe, review, and listen to each episode.
We're hosted on the SoundCloud by Pennyreal Tea. Thank you to them.
So subscribe, like, follow, send us a message, let us know what you think, and we'll speak to you next week.
Yes, we love you. Back us.
Pennyreal Tea.